We've got good news to share with you today. Good news, there is a better way. We've got good news to help you win. A way to start your life again. We've got good news to share with you today.
Welcome to Good News with Lowell and Connie Lundstrom. Join them for music and a message that will inspire and change your life.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Maybe we have come here just in time. Good news.
Welcome to our show. We'll have music and a message, and I believe it'll bless your heart.
Christmas is a time for singing. I love to hear the voices ringing. Christmas bells are ring-a-linging. They're songs of joy today. Christmas is a time for snowing. To build a fire so it's growing. I love the smiles that are showing. The joys of Christmas Day. In the snowy winter time, I've got Christmas on my mind in December. I hear laughter in the air, and I hear a child's prayer that I remember the days that used to be. Christmas is a time for laughter, ringing out from every rafter. So you will remember after the joys of Christmas Day. In the snowy winter time, I've got Christmas on my mind in December. I hear laughter in the air, and I hear a child's prayer that I remember.
Imagine a world without Christmas. It would be a world without confidence in Bible prophecy. For the prophet spoke forth very clearly that Christ would be born of a virgin. He would be born in the city of Bethlehem. And these are definite, definite prophecies. Without Christmas, we wouldn't have a Savior. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank God our sins have been forgiven. And without Christmas, we would be left without the hope of a resurrection. Jesus firmly declared that he would rise again the third day from the dead, and he did. And this gives us hope. This gives us assurance. Thank God we have a Christmas, and thank God we can celebrate it together. Imagine a world without Christmas.
Just imagine a world without sunshine. Dark and cold in the midst of the day. Just imagine a world without Jesus. Without him, we would never be saved. Imagine God up above. Just imagine a world without Jesus. just imagine a world without Jesus, with no life, with no hope, with no way. Jesus is my sunshine.
Here's my favorite prose for the season. God sent us a Savior. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, He would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was for forgiveness, and God sent us a Savior. What a wonderful Savior He is.
A gift that I'd never give away. God sent it down to me one Christmas day. You couldn't buy it, no matter what you'd pay. Jesus is my gift this special holiday.
Have I ever told you about the worst Christmas I ever had? I was about 9 years old and I had figured out the myth of Santa Claus. And then when I realized that Santa was my father, I began to drop large hints about what I wanted for Christmas. As Christmas approached, I saw great stress on Dad's face. Dad appeared to be under great pressure, and I didn't realize what was happening. You see, my father was dead broke. He had nothing to buy gifts with, and he thought about failing his family because this was bothering him. It was torturing him. But I did receive one small gift from Santa that year. It was a bedside lamp that snapped under the frame of my bed, enabling me to read long hours into the night. But looking back today, I can see that I was wrong about these gifts. They were the greatest gifts I ever received. Because Mom was young and strong and wise and loving, Dad and I were hunting and fishing together and to feed the cattle during the winter months. My brothers Larry and Leon were there, and our home rocked with laughter, and all the great meals and joy of singing Christmas carols together. I was rich and I didn't even know it. Our prayer is that you'll join our family as we celebrate together, as we pray for you. If you have a special prayer request, be sure to send it, because the Lord Jesus encouraged us that if two of you on earth shall agree in touching anything, it shall be done. There's power in united prayer. There's power to receive a miracle. God bless you this sacred season. Please take a moment to write and send a photo of yourself or your family if you have one. And that'll really be a blessing to us, because we don't know where you're listening to us from. Are you in Florida or in Seattle or New York or Texas? This pod network goes everywhere, and we have no way of being able to close the gap unless you push that button. And then you can put in your prayer requests, and you can send along whatever encouragement you can, especially for Connie. We'll be praying for you, you pray for us, and we'll get together via this network 1 week from today.
Listening in today. Lowell and Connie encourage you to email or write with your prayer needs. They will pray for you and believe for the answers. God has answered so many of their prayers over the years. They believe in standing on the promises of God and want to stand with you in believing for the miracles you need.
Stay.
This is G. Douglas Gilmore, thanking you for listening. Join Lowell and Connie again next week for more good news.